Thank you so much for holding. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to forward it over to the appropriate person who would be able to get that with a key. Do you mind if I take down your phone number just so that we can reach out to you?
Yeah, of course. Let me look quick. It is 845.
Mm-hmm.
320.
Okay.
7111.
Perfect. And you're at 61-63 Mary's Avenue. That's our hub site, 12401 in Kingston.
Correct.
And you're calling from Central Hudson. It's to read the meter, correct?
So it's actually to change the meter today because we used it.
I'm sorry, you cut out a little bit there. Can you repeat that?
Yeah, of course. Take you off speakerphone. I'm here to change the meter because after a building has a certain amount of usage, it changes to our demand, which is very common with any kind of internet or, you know, satellite station.
Okay, gotcha. It changes per the demand, right?
Yeah.
Okay, just so that I can at least inform them a little bit more of what's going on.
Yeah, of course. Now, the meter readers will need access to the meter from here on out once it's changed.
Okay.
I saw that there's a padlock here with, I think it has a keyhole in it. I don't know if it's a key in it, but I'm sure the tech would know.
Yes, absolutely. So I will let them know that currently there's a padlock on there, and that the meter readers will need access for the future readings.
Yes.
That way they can at least be prepared. Do you know if it's usually around the same time every month or...
So it's every single month. However, it should be around the same time, but it can always be off by, like, you know, a couple of days just based on the reader's schedule.
Okay. So I'll explain that it can vary by a couple of days.
Yeah.
Okay, perfect. That way they at least know, hey, all right, there's a padlock on there. We need to make sure that there's access available to the meter readers. That way, you know, perfect.
Yep. Yeah, that would be perfect.
All right. Thank
you
so much.
Or even a phone number that the meter reader can call and be like, hey, I'm headed over there if you want to unlock it for me.
Absolutely. So that way, what's going to happen is I'm going to forward over this information. They'll be able to call you back and let you know, hey, I'm on the way, and they can possibly provide you with a more direct number at that point.
Yeah, that'd be perfect.
Okay, perfect. Did you have any other questions for me today, Zach?
By any chance, are you guys running your fiber on Lucas Ave?
Oh, I can check that, actually.
That's personal reasons, but I'm curious.
Well, it's always good to be curious.
Well, I saw the price, and, you know, I have a Spectrum now, and I've had them forever. My brother works with Verizon, but that's not going to happen where I am, so.
Oh, of course. That's understandable.
You guys, and I was like, oh, that's not bad.
Yeah, it's really not. It's actually a really great price, and we beat a lot of the prices on there. So what is the house number, please?
208 Lucas Ave.
Okay, and that's also in Kingston? Perfect.
Yep.
Let's see. So we're not quite there yet. I mean, we're still expanding.
Okay.
So we have
a
good portion of Kingston that's currently receiving service, but since we have all that construction going on and we have to lay all the cables, it's taking a little bit of time. But if you want, I can put your info down and you can receive an email if you'd like.
I did fill it
out
online already.
Oh, okay, perfect. All right, so then we don't need to do that. Perfect then. Well, I'm sorry that we don't service you just yet, but I'm sure we'll be there soon.
Listen, once you guys get there, I'm switching over, so.
Well, I look forward to hearing from that.
Thank you so much.
Of course, and thank you so much, Zach, for calling Archtop Fiber. Yeah. I hope you have a wonderful rest of your day.
You too. Take care.
Thanks. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.